quite a pulsating match. What was your take?
Oh, you've just summed it up. It was for a neutral, I think that would have been a very good game for this league. I think it was a very good game and showpiece for the league, and well, the good teams in this league. First half, I'd say Falkirk were a better team. And look, the way he plays football, and he'll come out and probably say that, and he'll say they should have won the game. I'll, you know, that's not true, but the way he plays, they're hard to deal with. And when you allow them the space and the time to do it, they'll hurt you. Second half, when they change the shape, but that's all down to our players. When you change the shape, you ask them to do it, and second half, we're a better team. And I know we hurt the woodwork in the first half, but on the whole of the game, you hit the woodwork three times, and you come away disappointed that you've not won the game. But credit to my players, that the way they responded. Chris Mockery in the second half is the best player on the pitch by a country mile. He showed why he's in the under-21 squad. It shows why he'll have a fantastic career. First half, he looked a wee bit lost in the way it was going, but I'll take that because it was me that picked the shape. But it's the first time we've went behind as well, so in a strange and weird way, I'm glad that happened, to see how they would react. Obviously, I'd rather win the game, but it was a big test in front of a big crowd. Now, the last time, a lot of those players, I don't know how many of them, but you look, take out Benedictus, take out Mockery. I think the rest of them, Dennis, if Jakob was playing, I don't know, but the last time a lot of those players played in a big game that was important with a big crowd, now, everybody built it up to be a big game, but it was worth 3 points, a point, or no points. The last time they played in a game with a crowd like that was a playoff or a relegation fight, so to show the character they showed, to get themselves back in the game, that's credit to them and the mindset they're in and what they're trying to do. We're still unbeaten. Which is a positive as well, so all credit to my players, in my opinion.
The second half reaction, that must be so pleasing, because right from the get-go, you know, there's a real purpose to the guys after that, and obviously Joe was very unlucky with hitting the post as well.
Aye, look, again, that, it's not just when he hits the post, it's the way it comes out. Like, normally they can roll out and somebody taps it in, or a defender has to clear it and he's snatching at it, but he hits it that well that he clears the ball for them because it hits the post that well. Another day that goes in, Todorov, it's a great move and he gets across the man. But look, they had a couple of chances late on as well, so we're not going to cry over hitting the post a couple of times. We'll get that back in another game, but I'm not surprised with the response. We've seen it against Airdrie, albeit in different circumstances. We've seen it when we had drew two games in a row and you go down to Dumfries, which is a very hard place to go. So the players have got character in there. They're a really good bunch, real quality in the dressing room. Craig coming back brilliant for us, Craig Whiting, so that's a bonus. But for them to come out when they were low at half time because they felt that they hadn't performed, but I'll take that in the chin because I picked the shape, I picked the way we set up, and it'd be fair, Falkirk knocked it about, but we allowed them to do that second half. It was a completely different game.
You said the other day about the fans being able to push the players on, and you got that today.
Yeah, and they had a big crowd, but in the first half, and it was a good atmosphere actually. But we want games like this. We want big crowds, and I don't think they'll go away happy because we've not won the game. And as I say, fans will look at the chances. We've hit the woodwork three times, so they'll be looking at that. But when they dust it down, I think they'll be proud of their team again. Yeah, I mean that's all we ever said. First half wasn't good enough. We know that, but the way they come out in the second half. Showed what it means for them to play for this football club, and that's what fans want, and that's what makes the fans stand up at the end of the game and applaud the players, and that's what they've done. So that's all we can ever guarantee. We've a big 2 weeks now. We've no game next weekend, and then Peterhead come here. Big 2 weeks of work, and then we want to get back to winning ways. They had a good result today, so it's going to be a tough one, and I believe there'll be a big crowd at that game as well because they're starting to believe. Not in me, but in the players and what the players are doing on the pitch. And today's just another example of that.
You mentioned you're switching at half-time, you're switching shape, and it definitely worked. But what did you see that putting Lewis out onto the left that could get at them?
Well, I think the change of shape, it was either you make a change or you stick with the players. And I don't think I didn't believe the players had done anything wrong in terms of we had to make changes to the personnel. There's loads of ways to win a game of football, and you can move it about. Credit to Lewis because he starts as a striker, he moves to the left, but he plays narrow, and the work rate and the way he went and played, and that's credit to him. He's not been in the team for a couple of weeks and he's been coming on as a sub. I thought he was excellent today, but we had to try something. We had to get ourselves back into the game, and it's no something we'll ever be scared to do, change of shape, because what it then resulted in was, in my opinion, Falkirk then go to a diamond, and we had a lot of joy with Josh Edwards. You seen Aaron Comrie bombing up the right hand side. Chris Mockery then can pick up a lot of space because the midfield was a bit empty, and that worked. So probably the change of shape asked them questions more than really what it done for us. After looking at it now, I'll watch it back and my mind might change, but I think the players deserve all the credit. It's a tactical change, and people sometimes overlook what managers can do, and that's not me passing the buck, because it's a decent result after going a goal down. We didn't lose the game, but the players, they played the 46, 47 minutes in the second half, and they put the performance in, a performance that we've been used to seeing this season, whether it be the Premier Sports Cup, friendlies or league games. So the players deserve all the credit, not a change of shape.
And we know, sorry, Douglas, what's the issue with Kevin
Mahara?
Keep him out for a wee while.
Yeah, we'll get it assessed and see how he is. But look, it's a blow for us. But when you see Lewis McCann playing the way he can play, when you see Craig Whiting, you look at Kevin and you put it into perspective. He's a human being. We're gutted for him in terms of injury, but we'll get him back. We'll look after him. It's part of football, but he's a key player for this football club, and we'll get him back.
And how's Reece seem to take a wee
bit? He's all right, and it was just a point where the I've got to say the fourth official, but you don't get them in this league, unfortunately. But the linesman had told us there were 35 seconds to go, so no way were we going to take a centre back off and allow him to put a ball in the box. Sam come on, and there were about 2.5 minutes in the game somehow. Big 35 seconds that. Sam has a header that. What a goal that'd have been. I'd have took credit for that tactical change. It was just more caution. Sam's a fantastic player that I've had since he was 16 at Dundee, and we're delighted to have him here, and he'll contribute to Dunfermline throughout the course of the season. But I wasn't taking any risks when you know the rule, when the physio goes on and it's that late in a game, so we could have put Todorov back, but we're still chasing a goal ourselves. So no, it was Reece will be fine. He's a strong, honest boy, and we've got the 2 weeks if we need it. But no, we'll work hard, and we'll be ready for Peterhead when they come down here in a fortnight's time.
And we know, obviously, it's too early to be looking at league tables, but still, it's nice to be still unbeaten, you know, at this stage of the season as well.
It's nice to be unbeaten. Genuinely no interest in the league table. No interest whatsoever in the league table. It can be whatever it wants right now. We'll speak about it in May. That's when it will concern me.
Okay, stuff.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye, James.